The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 63. We were not attacked by antique robotic trucks, which, I have to say, was quite a relief. I am, even now, unsure how we would have faced that strange threat. But the occupants of the lumbering lorries turned out to be more of the desert dwellers with whom we had had such an unpleasant time earlier. When their trucks finally caught up to us, and I could see who it was that was in them, I braced myself for the worst. I anticipated that another beating was coming my way. The driver of the first truck could have been the brother, the twin brother of the Inquisitor, he looked so much like him. I hoped that he was a somewhat more reasonable, or at least more patient, representative of his community than his brother had proved to be. As the doppelganger's ride pulled up alongside us, the driver, hauling on the rusted ancient lever of the emergency brake, brought the great hulking beast to a sudden stop. He motioned towards me. With great trepidation, I sidled over. "Where are they?" he asked. They were a laconic people, these desert dwellers, and they liked to get to the point. I pointed in the direction that the previous group had headed. "Do they have it?" he added. "No," I replied. This seemed to please him very much. His face broke into a wide, ugly grin. "Good," he said, and then he added, "Those bastards." This animosity I took as a positive sign, the enemy of my enemy and all that. I saw my chance and I took it. "Can we get a ride?" I inquired. The driver smiled his ugly but benign smile again and motioned us to the back of the truck. We scurried round, and the five of us clambered in. Hands reached out and helped haul us into the back of the thing. It was dark back there and very hard to see, but the entire bed of the thing seemed to be full of people. There were probably 20 fellows in the back of the truck we were in, and they all seemed to be armed. I wasn't sure where all this was going, but I was happy not to be walking.